Sunday the 30th of August, Yud Elul, Rabbi Rafael Gotlevsky. Are men allowed to look in a mirror?
Are men allowed to look in the mirror? The answer is quite simple. When you drive a car, the question really is, are women allowed to look in the mirror in the car? You didn't help what I'm asking.
Yeah, you're quite right.
Don't worry.
I can't say anything because my wife drives, so. So this shaila of looking in the mirror for men was the mekoyer. The mekoyer is in the sedra which we learned yesterday. Lo yilbash gever simla seisha. So Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah zogt also lehistaper migoy. You mustn't have a haircut by a goy. Why? Because the gzeira shema he'll hurt one or chas shalom he'll kill one with a knife. Zogt tois zor. Zogt the Gemara tonu rabbonon. This the Gemara in Avodah Zorah daf chof teso medarne. Tonu rabbonon. Yisroel ha-mistaper me'oivet kechovim roye b'mare. When a yid takes a haircut from a goy, roye b'mare, he should look in the mirror. Why? Because the Gemara v'kivin de'ike mare mischazei ki odam choshev. And we made it, the goy seems a spiegel, a mare. They had a mirror at hand at all times, but some people didn't have. So if he looked in the mirror, the goy will come. He must be a prominent person. It's not kedai for me to start up with him, so he won't endanger his position. So he won't damage him. Right? So the zaktoisis. ובירושלמי דפרקן זקטויסס ישראל המסתפה מגוי רויה ומרה ובמנקותי אין רויה ומרה לפי שאינם חשודים על שפיך הסדומה. ענן גשתה התבייתו ירושלמי של בייס רבי התירו של בייס רבן גמליאל שיהיו רויין במרה. בייס רבן גמליאל, when they had a haircut, they were allowed to use a mirror, even Mestapia Menakuti, which normally was not necessary to have a spiegel, because Kuti is not Choshed or Shvichas Domim. However, Beis Rabbi Gamliel, they were allowed to use a mirror on all occasions, of us, because they were Korim Lamalchus, and they had to appear very, very presentable, so therefore they had to look in the mirror to make sure that they are presentable, because Korim Lamalchus. Is a mash was octoises. Otherwise, she also leish lerois b'mara. Says also for a man to look in the spiegel, to look in a mirror. Otherwise, why? When nirez octoises kiatam mishum leil bash gever simlas isha. So what's got to do? Leil bash gever simlas isha means clothing. So the rishal octoises when the metargim onkelus state lo yitakein gvar betikune itza, which means a man shouldn't do the same act. He shouldn't be metakin himself. He shouldn't put himself in a way the same way that women do it. So women, when they get dressed and they put on their makeup, whatever they do, they stand in front of a mirror. So a man shouldn't do that. Lo yitakin gevar b'tikun eitzah. Somebody asked me yesterday this year, so does it mean that if a man wants to bake challis, he shouldn't do that? No, we're talking about something which is particular for women. Not talking about any actions that women do, but we're talking about something which is to do connected with lo yilbash gever simlas isha. That what? Men shouldn't wear women's clothing. the reason for that is because it shouldn't be if a man comes dressed like a woman, sits amongst women, then it's no good, or vice versa. So anything connected in that, which means that women do, that when they get dressed, they stand in front of a mirror, so a man shouldn't do that, with the exception of Beis Rabbi Gamliel, also Beis Rebbe, because they were Kroivim Lamalchas, they were allowed to, because they had to appear in a special way. If you do at the Maisa of Rabbi Yehuda Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad was a Talmud Chover of Chassam Sefer, and they once had to send a delegation to the Malchus something to save the Eden. So they went. The delegation went there, and while they were sitting in the room before they went in, they were discussing who should be the Rosh HaMedabrim. So Rabbi Asa said, "I think this tzaddik, he should be the Rosh HaMedabrim, because he looks so great in Rosh HaMedabrim." And it was himself, because there was a mirror there in that room, a big mirror there, and he looked. He thought to somebody, he never saw himself. So after they kach, we see from the Gedolim Tzaddikim that they never looked in the mirror, ever, they wouldn't recognize them. After they kach, is Yedua the psak of the Divrei Chaim sons that he writes about looking in the mirror to center your tefillin, which is a chiyuv bein einecho, and he writes that those who look in the mirror to for the film is minak burois. It's minak amaratzim. Favos. So he says, so that is what he says is, as the bring here, harbe deyoy nishpach, v'kul musim nishtapu. A lot of ink has been poured out, and many, many, many pens were broken to explain his halacha. Because he claims that the Gemara zogt, mokim yesh laniach b'roish shnei tefillin, there's enough room in the head to put on two tefillins. So therefore, he says you don't need to be mamish mechuvan in the center. But all right, you're allowed to have two tefillin. You can have two tefillin b'roish. So, but pash is a pshat is mogiyach b'roish means up here, right? Like some svadim, some teimonim, they put on, they wear two tefillin one behind the other. But to put two tefillin side by side, zeh lo yishomano. Now pealoche it's incorrect. Pash is you have to. But many the achoinim, all the gedolei achoinim, they try to emphasize the Divrei Chaim. But even those, even the halachas, they all say, so they bring that the must at least make an effort to say yourself to without looking in the mirror. But they bring all the gedolei chassidim, even the Balatanya, he had a kufsas tabak. He had a tabak pushka, which on the back of it was like a silver mirror of it, and that's how he looked for his tefillin. Sorry?
Do you go to mobile?
On the mobile phone, yeah. So you got a heter, but a good heter, a heter for the mobile phones. So let's go to let's see what the Shulchan Aruch zok to the tool. It's you do also the Maaseh the Bris Kerov. This I heard firsthand. I heard this from England, Elish England's brother, Mr. Reddy. Their father had a hotel in Krenitz, in Schweiz. But the Bris Kerov used to go there summer holidays. So the Bris Kerov used to look in the mirror to center his tefillin. So the England, there's a Hasidim, they didn't like it. So they took the Sefer Divrei Chaim and they put it on his tender. They opened up the tshuva, they should see for himself. So he looked at it and he came up to them and he told them the miser, state by sukkah, state if somebody sits in the sukkah when it rains, it nikra hedit, they pass the ramo. Nikra hedit. So you do have the Kotzker, they would sit in the sukkah even when it was pouring with rain, it got soaked in rain, they sat in the sukkah and they said, Hedit zol mazayn, aber a mitzvah benich makayim. I'd rather be in the sukkah. So he said the same here. זה כדאי שזה נסוק אפילו בהדית. וזה דקטור, כדאי שזה נעבור, נעבור, אז אבי לתפילו של בי, של בי, של בי נסנטה. אז זה רגע. ועל כל פונים, so, the שלוחן אורך, is in your day, סימן, קוף, נון, ווב. This is all הלוח הזה של שלוחן אורך. למה זה נעבור, זה המדרש נחתנו. המדרש נחתי סדר, שתהית. אבל פוסק היא קורא כאן ציפור, שתהית נמדרש, זה פוסק המשלי. כי ליביאס חיין הם לרוי שכר וענוקים לגל גרוי שכר. זה גדם ידש. ליביאס חיין means it's a לבויה, it's לושן connecting. אתה ילובה אישי אליי, right? It's a connection of grace לרוי שכר. The mitzvahs are a graceful connection to a person. It says wherever you can view mitzvahs as, you know what, Lamachov. Leave me alone. Every stage I do, you do Harisha, Lusach Shelach Moyachov. You do the Ksiva, Shukhachto Yom Vasoda, Shikha, Leket, Shikha, every step I do, no, don't do this. Leave the Falanir, and take a Chal, you beg Michala, you have Chala for the Falanir, you come and eat, you put on your clothing, put on the right one first, left one does, and say take off your shoes. You put on your shoes right, left, right. You take off your clothing, left one first. God, leave me alone, for goodness sake, let me finish. That's one way of viewing it. Or the other way of viewing it is forget. Every stage, we have clear guidance how to act. And the Gashmi is not just Gashmi, it's Ruchni. Every stage we do, the more we oisik in Gashmias, we need more Ruchnias that there shouldn't just be an act of Gashmi, it should actually be a Ruchnias act. So all the Inyonim Gashmiam have a Chedek or a Ruchnias in order to elevate the Gashmias. This idea. So if we view Torah and Mitzvah in this way, then here is Nacha Mitzvah. And it's a love in the Torah. לא יק לגבר על אישה, לא ילבש גבר, שים לעשה אישה. And שכן אורך, take this for a second, and you shall me, that's that. So the שכן אורך זה כזה, שים עקוף נון ווב, and you're a day, זוג the שכן אורך. So I'm reading from the tour. The tour זוג, אין מסתפרין מהגוי שם ירגנו, אבל אם מסתכל במראה מותר, שעוז נראה כאודם חושב, ויורי לעסס לרוע. זוג the right of the tour. ולא יתירו להסתכל במראה, אלא למי שמסתפר מן הגוי, חיו יצבוי. Only someone who needs for health and safety. או כגוי שמסתפר לעצמו. If you're having a shave yourself, right? Have a shave blindly, it wouldn't look so nice. So therefore you have to look in the mirror when you're having a shave. אוי שחוי שיש בעינוב משום רפואה. You have to look in your eye to see. From before, so you got a problem in your eye when they put on some drops or whatever it is, then you're allowed. Aval belav ochi zok the tour, also mishum velo yilbash gever simlas isha. No, you got no leeway. According to the tour, unless it's for health and safety, there's no leeway of looking in the mirror. Zok the Bezayisif. The Bezayisif shrived in the Bedek Habayis. Look, I'm going to look at this. The Kosev Oy Shamu Shaharam Matir Liro is Bemare Kishu Mistaper La Atzmoy Kidei Shelo Yachtech As Atzmoy. Nish, because they should have, because of his appearance. When you have a shave, the reason why you're allowed to look in the mirror is Kidei Shelo Yachtech As Atzmoy. You shouldn't damage yourself, Chas V'Shalom. Not because of appearance. Ve'oimrim זוג דבדק הבית וסיוסף זוג דבר שהרב, and if he's referring to the Ram or the Tashbitz, כשהויו אינוב קויאבים, when he had a problem with his eyes and he had to look in the mirror, you know what he did? הויו מחסה פונוב בבגד חוץ מן העיניים ומסתכל במים. He would cover his whole face, just leave the eyes uncovered and look in the mirror. The חס ושלום shouldn't be נכשל in looking in the mirror more than necessary. Das redt nicht von der Rechaim von Chassidim, das redt nicht von Rechaim. Right? they wouldn't look in the mirror. Even the Tzeir HaGodol, they covered up to make sure that only the eyes is uncovered. At the gaff. This is Loshon Beis Yosef in the Vedic Abayis. The Toises in back to Rav Elizur of the Chofetz, so Toises are more than Loshon. Toises right back at the Beis Rebbe, Toises make the Gansai Yechoches though, that apart from Beis Rebbe, and apart from because health and safety, and Beis Rebbe, which had a special heter because they were Kroivim from Lamalchus, otherwise, it's also to look in the mirror. So look to the Aval Yistaper Ulegaleach Veliroiz Bemare Shelo Yechabel Beasmoy. Again, the same lotion. When you have a shave and you don't want to have Shalom damage, cut myself. And that's why you look in the mirror. Oy Mishumecha Shainaim Vaday Mutar. Listen to these words. Uboichein Libois Hu Yoideya. Frightening. Talking about looking in the mirror, which and the doctor tries to find a heter for health and safety. He knows exactly what your kavana is, which is health and safety or otherwise. Don't leave now, because otherwise you'll be terrible. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Simen Kufen and Vov, schreibt euch it, also lays back to the mouth. You mustn't look in the mouth. The Ramor zogt, b'mokim shenoagu ho'anoshim, Lirois Bemare Kemoi Hanoshim is Mutter. Those places. Those places where the men look in the mirror like women, use the mirror like women, then it's Mutter.
Right?
Oh. So that's the Saran. The Messiah brings the Ran. The Ran chilek b'inin achem. The b'mokim shergilem ha'anoshim le'istakel b'mara kemoi ha'anoshim muter t'esu lekem mishim lo yilbash gever simlas isho. Because it's not only for the isho. Men also do it. So men is okay. The Ran lek tzu u'shmait in the ocher the perek shel v'sef t'nami b'ocher ayri. So really there's the Gemara, according to this, the Gemara also speaking about in those places, the whole isher is only in those places where men don't know we look in the mirror, but if the men look in the mirror like women, then it's okay. So if it's okay, why does the Yerushalmi have to make a special heter for the spoilers or for Kroivim Lamalchus, if it's mutter anyhow? Because if the minhag is that men look equally to women, so use mirror equally, so it says mutter, why do we need a special heter for Beis Rebbe and for Kroivim Lamalchus? So Gderan, Lefi Shehachaverim, Hoyu nimnoim b'chol mokam. Chaver means chasidim, the pious people. They would even the mekayim shenohagu that men look in the mirror. They would prevent. They wouldn't. So therefore, that's why there's a heter. Even for chaverim, when it comes to health and safety, they're allowed. Obviously, Beis Rebbe and so on, they wouldn't normally look in the mirror, even if it's mutter. But because they needed for special again, they had because of Kroivim Lamalchus, so that's why it is settled. The often Shulchan Aruch, the Gilin Marsho, and Rav Akiva Eiger also quote of the Ramo Shreib that Bemokim Shenoagu is Moto. The Gilin Marsho and Rav Akiva Eiger, they both quote to say this run Shachaverim Nimnoim B'chol Mokim. The Chaverim, they don't do it. So the Maaseh Hazoi, the Shaila is the Mechaber Alayim, the Mechaber Halt is also the Stak of the Marach. He's no leeway. The only leeway he gives is him if he does it for health and safety. Right? The Shaila is Yaduah from Gedolei Yisrael, like the Brisker of himself and other Gedolei Yisrael, who some Chassidim and the Rishon of the Baruch Rebbe and other Tzaddikim, they used to before they left the house. They looked for a second in the mirror just to see that they are that they, okay, right? So the shaila is, according to the Mechaber, can we include this in the Indian of like the same heter which is Kroyim Lamalchus, right? So if you do it because you want to appear decent, you walk at home, you want to make sure you take your tie, you send I'm looking at it actually, I don't know if my tie sent it. Or you want to look if there's no stain. So is that also called in the heter? So the Chacham can say, if Tosis is zogt, uboichin libois, hu yodea. If somebody take a mamish does it, only for this reason, because gives a quick look on his way out to make sure that he's okay, to make a kiddush Hashem, we should appear okay. Lechoyre then, kenoyes and urchizayin is included in this heter of kroyvim lamalchus, because we all have to appear and make a kiddush Hashem. Right? State also the Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem, which walks out with a revav al bigdev and a stain on his beggar, is chayv misa. Because it's mezalzel, chavay dat oyle, mezalzel, so made of, to walk out of the house without making sure that you look okay, is a chil Hashem. So the chayre, mekendes malbish lein oichet, afila lefi the mechavam, with a shayv takleah iso, also le stakel vemare. It doesn't bring the heter of which the Ramos of the Mokav Shinagu. If the Mechav of Ayster is no different Mokav Shinagu, but I get the heter of Beis Rebbe and so the Chore, if it's Tosis, which is the Mekor, it's okay, Boichin Libo Yisru Yedaya, and if you mamish, you have one of this, but then we can also go the other way. According to the Ramos, but the Ramos of the Mokav Shinagu is Mutam, Shaila is what's called Mokav Shinagu, and who is Mokav Shinagu? What the modern society does, Western society does, that's not called Mokav Shinagu for us, right? Mokav Shinagu for Hamish Eden is a different Mokav Shinagu. The shayla is it Mokav Shinagu for Hamish Eden to stand in front of a mirror for half an hour or 10 minutes, whatever it is, to, like women do? Veizach nisht. That's the Mokav Shikalala. So Ken Zayin, Lechoyra, Ken Zayin is kemat nish kemachloikis in lemaloch lemaise kemat nish kemachloikis between the mechaber and the ramo in aloch lemaise, because according to the mechaber could well be to have a quick look when you walk out just to make sure you're okay is lechay roichin mutum, and lefi the ramo the mokim shenagu, okay, so could be lefi the ramo you can have a bit more than that, you can when you get dressed you can stand another minute longer. But to stand there, like some people, as mamash, to stand and spend too much time in front of the mirror, that lechoyre, even according to the Ramo, I'm not giving any psukim here, but lechoyre, it's certainly something to think about. Right? And if I may add, if it says in Shechonah Aruch Teit that in these days, I feel that those who are not nizhar may pass akum, kol hashano. One should be more careful, more particular, even with chumras or pasakim or so. Right. So Mamele, here as well, Khair yet and Khaidish Elu, Ken Zayin, even those who are used to or all year round, they would spend more time in front of the mirror. Certainly Khaidish Elu, Nasir Mitshuva, it's certainly Kedai to be from the Khaverim. To minimize the stakulus the mirror. And let's really conclude with a beautiful idea which I heard which is related to the mirror. Every has a positive side as well. So stating once again Mishnah, Kamayim haponim laponim, Kain leiv haodom laodom. Just like mayim reflects your face. Kain leiv ha'odam le'odam, so too should be one yid should reflect the other yid. I had an idea that the kamayim, you know, when I look at you, yeah, so my right eye is opposite your left eye, and my left eye is opposite your right eye. So shat, the pshat is like, normally when people look at it, when it's usually when people look at other people's faults, everybody's got miles as well. Every person has miles and chesroinus. Right? But the problem is, if somebody is not an artist and he looks at a piece of art, right? Looks at a piece of art. If you're not an artist, you say, very nice piece. Sorry, get better. If somebody's an artist and looks at a piece of art, he marvels and understands the effort and every part of it, which every part of this picture, this drawing, and the effort which went into it. He said, wow, I can see it, Mama. You can appreciate every that. But somebody's not an artist, a very nice picture, and get better. Because everybody has ma'alas and chesroinus, means strong points and schwache points. The yamin is roimis on the strong points. The smile, the left side, is roimis on the flaws and on the defects. So ma'ala, if I look at you with my right eye, what do I see? What is my right eye, which means my strong points? What does it see? It sees your left eye, meaning it sees your chesroinus. Right? That's the problem. Because with my strong... If somebody's good at something, if somebody comes early to davening every day, and he sees people coming in late, he looks at terrible, horrible, terrible people they are coming late, right? But if somebody is lax in another mitzvah, and he sees another person doing the same thing, and he doesn't feel bad, And say vice versa. So if I, with my strong point, look at your chesroinus, it's terrible. Because then I'm amish, I put you down to look at a terrible person you are with such chesroinus. And if you do have milas, right? If somebody does a good but I'm not. For me, I don't do that. So therefore, for me, I don't appreciate the mitzvah term that you do. So maybe when I see you doing it, it bypasses me. I don't really appreciate. You're such a tzaddik. You've done such good things because I'm looking at you from with my left eye, meaning with my weak middles. I'm looking at your strong points, and I don't appreciate it because I'm like an ordinary person looking at a piece of art. So the answer is that with my strong points, I should look at your strong points. And then I'll enhance and I'll appreciate it, and I'll say, wow, Givaldik, what a tzaddik is. And with my left side, meaning with my weak points, I should view your weaknesses, and I'll say, I'm shkifarach. Right? Because I'm also. So when you look in the mirror, when you look in the mind, upon him, I look in the mirror, what do I see? My right eye faces my right. My left eye faces the left. Right? So it's exactly the same. Just like mayim, which means a mirror. When you look in the mirror, you see yourself right to right and left to left, meaning for yourself, you don't look at your chesroinus, you look at your mailas with your strong points, say, I'm such a tzaddik, I'm doing such good things, I come to daven early and I do mitzvahs and I do well. And my chesroinus, which is a reference to the left, I look at them with my left eye and I don't make eyes again, shkifelach. So too, when it comes to leva adam la adam, when I look at somebody else, I should also, with my strong points, I should view their strong points and enhance it and say, wow, gewaltig, and praise them, give them such chizuk. And if I see anything wrong in them, I should look at them with my faults and say, shkifelach, and thereby, demos, well, mezeche, zain taket vimelam, et schus, and every yid, and so on. And schus, zeh, ubezeche, ta good gibensh, tiyon, aksiv, aksiv.